AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Congressional Democrats spent the day negotiating with President Biden, trying to slim down his social spending plan to win passage in a narrowly divided Senate. Climate controls progressives were seeking may be scuttled to get West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin on board. Progressive Caucus Chair Pramila Jayapal.
We don't have all the details on the climate pieces yet, so we're still working through that, and let's see where we get to.
A Nebraska Republican congressman is set to be arraigned tomorrow. Jeff Fortenberry was indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of concealing a campaign contribution from a Nigerian businessman and lying to the FBI. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has tested positive for COVID-19. He was vaccinated and has mild symptoms. A plane crashed off the runway today at the Houston Executive Airport. 21 people were on board. Police say they all got out safely.
Luckily, and we're thankful that all of the passengers and crew members were able to extract themselves. And that's when the first responders came in to go to work to extinguish the fire.
Jury selection continues in a Georgia courthouse in the killing of jogger Ahmaud Arbery in early 2020.
The prosecution and defense are asking potential jurors a slew of questions. 600 were summoned this week, another 400 on tap for next week. Assistant DA Linda Dunikoski let them know,
we anticipate that this case is going to take potentially up till Friday, November 19th.
Greg McMichael's son Travis and Roddy Bryant, who recorded the video of the shooting, are charged with murder. The McMichaels told police they thought Ahmaud Arbery was a burglar and acted in self-defense. Prosecutors say he was just jogging in the neighborhood. I'm Julie Walker.
Federal agents raided a mansion in Washington, D.C. and the New York City townhouse tied to Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska. This is AP News. The U.S. Supreme Court will not block a vaccine requirement for healthcare workers in the state of Maine.
Justice Stephen Breyer rejected the emergency appeal. The court has previously rejected challenges of vaccine requirements for New York City teachers and Indiana University staff and students. Maine will begin enforcing the mandate on October 29th. It requires hospital workers and nursing home workers to get vaccinated or risk losing their jobs. Dozens have opted to quit, but most healthcare workers have complied with the requirement. Jennifer King, Washington.
The chairman of the New York Democratic Party is facing criticism and calls to resign, despite an apology for invoking the name of the Ku Klux Klan. State Democratic Chair Jay Jacobs was explaining why he did not endorse a socialist activist for Buffalo mayor. He used the example of not supporting KKK leader David Duke if he was the one who was running for mayor. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.